Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Justified. Justified.
I was just going to say, don't worry about hurting Scotty's feelings.
Nah.
He can handle it. He's a big boy. So even though he's begging and pleading for you to say that he's justified, please be honest
Where
with the court.
Do you hear the beg and plead? I'm just confident that it will be it justified.
Did you hear yourself just a few minutes ago when you were like, please call us, please?
Oh, yeah, call us. Please.
Please tell me I'm doing something
All right,
sweet.
Go ahead. Throw me into the hot seat. Why are you putting me in the judgment zone?
Okay, first, 222-2899. You are the Buzz Listener Jury. We need you. I know your morning is crazy busy, but just 2 seconds, tell us if this is jerk or justified. And I'll have you state your case and tell all the facts.
Yes.
But what you're planning on doing tonight during dinner, mm-hmm. your wife's big company dinner.
Stop exaggerating.
It's a big company dinner. You told me that.
It is a company dinner. Okay, so I may as well just
anyhow,
say this. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. All right, let me tell you what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
right.
Please do.
So tonight is kind of like the pre-setup for tomorrow's big event at Del Lago. My wife is flying a bunch of people in from her company, all of her bigger bosses. There's a lot of clients coming in to do demonstrations of her medical device things mm-hmm. that she sells.
How many people? We're taking notes here. How many people? You said big bosses will be in attendance. Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
There's got 7 or 8 of us total.
Small gathering.
Yes. Nobody's bringing. They're all invited to bring spouses, but only me. I'm the only one who's going.
Okay.
The reason being is I am helping transport lasers and set things up.
You're kind of like the roadie.
I'm kind of like the roadie husband. Yeah.
Okay. So this even makes it more jerk now. Now that I find out it's an intimate big dinner.
Yeah. So they invite me to their dinner. They always get together because they haven't seen each other for a quarter or since the national sales meeting or whatever, and they all sit together and eat, drink, and be merry and hang out. At the beginning of the meal, we'll get to know everybody and stuff. And so at the beginning of the meal, I plan to propose a toast to my wife. For putting together a successful workshop, get a lot of people here to sell a lot of equipment. Congratulations, for she's a jolly good fellow. And propose a toast. Everybody's going to raise their glass, and we're going to cheer on Jill, because Jill spearheaded this event, headlining this event, and is going to make the company a lot of money.
I have butterflies in my stomach for you right now. I really do. I'm so nervous. I really don't want you to do that. And it sounds so sweet, and I know it's coming from a good place. But it's jerk because it's not the time or place for you, the stranger in the room,
mm-hmm.
the tag-along, the roadie, to grab the attention and stand up and profess how great Jill is, which she is.
Yes.
But this is all about the invites, the people who are coming. You're not spotlighting Jill. This is not a Jill dinner. This is a, hey, look at our product. We're trying to sell dinner.
To toast your significant other in front of her coworkers.
No,
yes.
No, please
justified.
Don't do it.
Justified.
Please, 222-2899, save Scotty and tell him this is not right. Jerk.
Justified. Hi to Buzz.
Justified. You're the man, Scott.
Yeah, come on, man.
It's not appropriate. Nice...
Yeah, of course it is. He's celebrating his wife's success.
Yeah,
Okay, yes, but it's not about your wife's success. This is not a dinner for your wife, right, Scott?
She's the one who's spearheading the event. She's even going to the airport to pick her boss up and drive her out to Del Lago Casino.
But what is the event for? Why are we getting together?
They're all there to do a workshop all day tomorrow.
For the lasers.
For the lasers that she sells.
Well, then you should toast the laser. Thank you, you profitable, what is it called? Citron? What's it called? Candela?
Yes. Candela.
Yes. Toast to this laser that's making us money.
Okay. That was weak. That's a justified. You write that down. Hi, the Buzz. Jerk or justified.
I wrote it down.
Is it jerk or is it justified?
This is the first time I've disagreed with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually psyched. talking with Sandy for the first time. I don't think you should do it.
Why?
Because, like, it is a personal thing, and you are the outsider. I just don't think it's the time to do it.
Have her boss
let them do it.
Yes, thank you.
But I'm very personable. I will be their best friend before we even sit down to eat. And they'll all like me. They'll all like me, and I'll get up and I'll be like, this is for Jill.
Still an outsider.
I want to toast Jill and her success tomorrow, and all of you tomorrow on a great successful workshop.
And forever, you will be the drunk husband, whether you're drunk or not. You will be the crazy drunk husband. Wow. I'm telling you.
All right. I'll take it. Jerker Justified. Hello.
Hello.
Is it?
I got to agree with Sandy on this one. I think that's management. A place to toast her.
Thank you. Oh,
so you say jerk?
Yeah, I gotta say jerk.
222-2899. Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Why?
This has the look of a Will Ferrell awkward movie scene written all over it.
Oh my God. That is so true.
Especially if you're not concise and just start carrying on and everyone's like, there's this guy.
Oh, so like a Ricky Bobby moment?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. I think if it's maybe her boss or a coworker wants to recognize her, but it's not a wedding.
So I should just sit there on my hands and eat their food and let them pay for it.
Just be quiet. Just shush.
See, your wife appreciates your support, but,
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for saving Scott.
Hi, The Buzz. Jerker Justified.
You know, you're justified, Scott.
Yeah.
Without Jill putting this together, there would be no celebration or anything doing with the devices.
Correct.
And being able to
I have nothing to gain from this except to pass my the thoughts of her coworkers to her.
I get it. I get why you're doing it. And again, this is coming from a good place, but it's awkward. You're going to make everybody uncomfortable, and you're going to make the boss, her big boss, who they're all going to be there, feel like crap because they didn't do that.
It's a good time to do it, to let them know what she did and what she's been doing for the company. So you're justified.
Thank you. I'm watching this whole thing happen. Weeks and weeks worth of her driving in snowstorms. I get to be the one to recognize
her. Oh, you talk a lot. You're going to make this toast go on forever.
Hi, The Buzz. Jerker Justified.
Sorry, Sandy. Scott is definitely justified.
He's going to be humiliated. Okay. People just want to eat their steak. They don't want to listen to Scott talk.
Okay. Hi, The Buzz. Is it jerker justified? Toast your significant other in front of their coworkers.
Hi, Scott. I think you're coming from a really good place.
Yes.
But don't do it.
Thank you. See? We just love you, Scott.
If I were Jill, I would be so embarrassed.
So would I. Just be
quiet.
We are already nervous to have you there. Okay, no. We're already nervous because the big bosses are there. Don't ruin this.
Because you're calling her out in front of all these other people she works with. And you don't know, of course she did a lot of work, but you don't know what everybody else did.
No, they've done nothing. They come in and execute it. She gets all the clients to show up. She arranges all the hotel rooms for people to stay.
What she's saying is within the company, everybody does a lot of work. And
so
Jill's
let
a very
the boss acknowledge her, not you.
Yeah. Jill's a very humble person. She doesn't like the attention.
I still think it's justified. Thank you.
I don't think any woman would think it's justified. Sorry.
Thank you.
I'm only trying to be nice.
I know.
You are nice.
But not tonight. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, where are we at?
Jerk is winning by one.
By one.
Yes. And when we say jerk, Scotty, it's out of love jerk, by the way.
That's fine.
I don't want
you
to be sensitive about this.
No, never. Me sensitive?
I'm not sensitive
about anything.
Okay.
Okay, so that we have one more. If it's justified, we go on. If it's jerk, it's all over.
Yes.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, hi to Buzz. Jerk or justified?
God, this time I'm going to have to go with Sandy. You're a jerk.
Oh!
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.